Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey there, it's Audrey, producer at Spike and Crown Studios. Now's your chance to support a 3D animated horror film and get some awesome rewards in return. Check out spikeandcrown.com and visit our Kickstarter to make a pledge. You'll get our cutest dog, Sancho, the heroic basset hound, in full plush form. He's super cuddly, has a magnet nose, and comes with a real pet collar. Best of all, you can get producer credit, limited edition trading pins, digital collectibles, and much, much more. Check us out at spikeandcrown.com. That's SPIKEANDCROWN. There's a link at the top so you can visit our Kickstarter page, watch the trailer, claim these amazing rewards, and become a horror film producer. Isn't that cool? Once again, it's spikeandcrown.com, and we're live on Kickstarter.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
So, did you hear about Elizabeth Holmes?
Yeah, she's going to be sentenced on Friday. I mean,
today.
Yeah, well, today's Friday.
She's gotten sentenced. Did you hear her time?
Oh, no, I didn't.
11 years.
Good. Bacon, I'm going to talk like this for this whole episode in honor of Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, my gosh. When she got that 11 years, she's like, oh, my God, no. Like, oh, where'd your voice go? I'm just kidding. I'm making stuff up. I don't know if this happened or not.
Did she have that baby?
I feel like she's... I don't know.
Remember she was trying to get pregnant?
I think she was pregnant.
Was she? But not by Sunny Balwani.
Brandy, the voice. Oh my goodness. The voice. No, some other dude she... I don't know the word. Some other guy she trapped.
Manipulated into... impregnating her.
Well, she's got 11 years. She got hit with 11 years and then like 3 years probation or something like that, or three years supervised release. So they're like, you can't own shit. Nope. Don't try and do nothing.
Nope. Bitch, go work at Walmart.
Ooh.
If they'll have you.
Ooh.
The CVS don't want you.
Ooh, they don't want you, girl. You right. You, ooh, y'all. Go back to, what was it, episode 5, maybe? Theranos, one of our episodes.
Was it episode 5?
I feel like it was episode 5. It was very, very early in our career. So if you guys haven't listened to that episode regarding Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos and the whole debauchery, check it out. But she just got hit with 11 years. Jail time.
She's so lucky.
You lucky. How are you? What's going on this week for you?
I'm trying to get some fucking freelance work, some writing work going.
How's that going?
Oh, I did fall. Well, I didn't fall for it because I knew it was a scam. But yeah, again.
Someone tried to scam you.
The scammers are out and they are going everywhere that they know desperate people are.
Okay.
Because the writer's website, well, the freelancer website that I use, has a policy where if somebody hires you, they have to hire you through their their
platform.
That platform that you have to get paid through that platform. Mm-hmm. So these people were like, we want to hire you to work. You'll only have to work 7 hours. Oh, wait. The man contacts me and he's like, oh, thank you for your interest in our position. Please contact me on, and he gives me a link. It's a Skype link. Gives me a link, says to request an interview. Mm-hmm. So I go on Skype. I'm like, hey, hi, I got your message. Thank you for getting in touch, blah, blah, blah. And immediately, instead of saying, okay, let's schedule your interview for this time or whatever, because he was like, because our team is in various time zones, so mm-hmm. it's easier to coordinate this way. And I'm like, okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. But then it's just him and me Skype messaging, and he's like, oh, yeah, can you tell me about what experience you have, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then he's like, well, we want to pay you for this and this, and we'll pay you via check or direct deposit. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not supposed to do that, number one. So I flagged the job immediately when he was like, we're going to pay you via check or direct deposit. I flagged it on the website mm-hmm. as a, that they're trying to pay people off of the platform. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And then he sends me a freaking questionnaire that's in Google freaking forms that has questions. And the questions are, your name. What can you tell me about this? And what can you tell me? The questions are not questions that are interview questions. Like, what can you tell me about, what was one of the things, workplace code of conduct. I'm like, we didn't talk about workplace code of conduct. Why is this question on here? And then I'm looking and I'm like, okay, so this fool didn't even think to put the fucking name of the company on this Google form. So I go back on Skype. I'm like, so can you tell me what this company actually is? Like, what is the name of this company? It's called, he sends me a link to a website called Aphrodite Jeans. And the website, looks legit. They have products or whatever. It looks like they have products. But the About Us page is blank. It's just a bunch of pictures.
Like template.
It's pictures of bitches in jeans. I'm like, this is the same picture that's on that other page. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And so I was like, okay, I filled out the form, because he's like, let me know when you've filled out the form. I fill out the form, put fake information. And
oh, you put fake information in the form?
Yeah, I put fake information in the form. And then I go back and I'm like, okay, the form is done. And he's like, okay, we will get back to you when we let you know if we've decided to work with you and, something else. So check back here in 30 minutes is what he said.
30 minutes?
Yes. 30 minutes.
Boy, you definitely don't have a lot on your plate right now.
So, I go about my day and then I get a message. Oh, okay, we've selected you to work with us, blah, 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 blah. Please sign this agreement. And it's a fucking, basically, a boilerplate agreement. You agree to work with us until our relationship is terminated in writing. Mm-hmm. It says nothing about the name of they put the Aphrodite Jeans, like the logo. They put the logo on the thing, the form, the contract.
Right.
But it's boilerplate, like literally pulled off the internet and given to me to sign. I read it over. I'm like, this is literally every document that you can find on the internet to try to scam somebody with.
Yeah.
We will pay you this. And you will work this amount of, actually it said you will work variable amount of hours. I'm like, you told me 7 hours. And then the form that they had me fill out mm-hmm. with the fake information, mm-hmm. it said 8 hours. I'm like, you guys aren't even giving the consistent information. Yeah. Like, you guys are.
Have some consistency. If you're going to scam me, you better be good. And you're not good.
Right. And it's like, I think they're obviously English wasn't their first language, because some of the things we're saying was like, wasn't in proper English, mm-hmm. like somebody interviewing somebody for a writing or proofreading position would do.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let's see what else. So then they're like, okay, thank you for, filling out for it. So now I'm supposed to be working, talking to my whoever my supervisor is. It's a chick named.
A pimp named Slickback?
Girl, the name is something like Angela Pamela. I kid you fucking not.
Okay.
I'm like, what kind of name is this? Like, this isn't even a person's name.
My name is Angela Pamela. Thank you.
And I'm like, okay.
All the Angela Pamelas out there, we ain't trying to hate on you, but your name sounds fake.
Right, and they're like, follow the link in the contract to, and send her a copy of it, of your, the signed agreement. So I'm like, okay, let's see what's going to happen now. I send it to her. She's like, oh, you know, I'm so glad to be working with you, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to need you to have this amount, this specific equipment to work for us because, you know, we don't, as the employer, we have to provide it to you.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah.
That sounds right. Okay. Uh-huh.
You need a MacBook Pro.
Oh, you need all that?
A 250 megahertz processor. You need our, what is that fucking term, that software? Our enterprise software.
Mm-hmm.
You need this, and like, there was like two other, oh, you need a HP LaserJet printer scanner fax machine. And there was another thing. And they're like, so what of these do you have? I said, I don't have that software. And she's like, oh, well, we'll provide all of the equipment for you because we're the employer and we have to provide it to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact our vendor and then I'm going to contact our accounts department. And the accounts department is going to issue you a check for you to give to the vendor so that you can purchase the equipment.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And then so hours pass, and at 8 p.m. she's fucking messaging me talking about, okay, the check is here. Do you have access to your bank's app? Because instead of mailing you the check, which will take days, I'll just send you a copy of the check. You can deposit the
bitch,
check
bye.
Via copy. And you can start working quicker. I'm like, oh, well, my bank account is frozen right now due to suspicious activity, so I don't have immediate access to the cash. So could you cash at me? No answer. The next morning, she's like, hello, dear, how are you?
You hate that.
Now I'm dear?
You hate that.
You're a foreign person calling me dear. That's what I know. Scammer. And that was it. So, yeah.
Hello, dear. Did you get access to your bank account again?
This was 8 p.m., so no. Because now she's messaging me at 6 a.m. I'm like, you guys aren't even working on fucking business hours. Y'all can fuck off. You know I'm in California. I don't do shit at 6 a.m. So, yeah.
Scams are real.
The scammers are out there, and they are looking for gullible people to prey on. So please don't be gullible. Do your research, and if it sounds fishy, it's a fish.
If it sounds fishy, it's a fish.
Anyway, what's going on with you? How's your week?
I've been sick this week. It's been quite the party in my nose.
It's a party in my nose.
It's a party in my nose. So yummy. So yummy. Oh, yes. There's squirrels in my pants. That's a funny video. Anyway.
Squirrels.
I don't remember what's happening. Okay, so me this week, I'm just trying to get well. Like, I'm just tired of being sick. Like, I probably will be wearing a mask again just like once I get over this cold. I just don't want to get someone else's cooties again.
Oh yeah, now there's the triple demic happening, so that's awesome.
So says your mom, the triple demic. Yeah.
It was on the news apparently.
Oh, that makes it true.
The flu, you know, it's flu season.
Well, Jamal got his flu shot, right?
And I don't get flu shot.
He got a flu shot because he works with dirty kids all day. Mm-hmm. So he was like, the way you're feeling right now is the way I was feeling after I got my flu shot. So I'm sure if I didn't get the flu shot, I would be sick just like you and Bryn. Because it's just me and her. Because she lives under me. Like, I turn to breathe and she's right there. And it's like, okay, I love you, my child, but back the fuck up. Like, give me some space.
Yeah, that's the same. Gracie the same way.
Like,
breathing on me, I'm like, can you, like, back up? Can I breathe my own air?
No, your air is my air. Like, shut up. Shut up and take it. I had a broker's open this week for this house I'm trying to sell. I got a quote for a deep clean. So once they get out, I'm going to have it deep cleaned and just, it'll sell once the smells are out of the carpet and they've deep cleaned the house. Like, she was like, we'll take care of it. It was like less than $500. And she's like, that's the max. It'll be like maximum.
$500.
Yeah.
Because it's not that, like, the space isn't like.
It's 1,509 square feet. And they have like some super duper carpet cleaner. They're going to steam the floors. They're going to scrub the tubs and get the house ready for the next people to move in.
Right.
Because nobody wants to move into a dirty house.
No.
Nobody does.
No.
And so that's what's going on with that. What else is happening? Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm just, you know. Oh, this election. The last time we talked, I was boo-hooing about this fucking election. So dramatic. So the results still are not final. I'm up by 15 votes, and it's still not official, so we still have to wait. So there's that. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandi Fleece.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast.
It's both, bitches.
Wait, 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 wait. And hello, listeners. Patrons.
Patrons.
How you guys doing? If this is your first time listening, welcome. Glad you're here. Why don't you go ahead and hit that subscribe, like, follow, do the things, come on back. If this isn't your first episode, we've missed you, and thank you for being here with us, and we hope you have a happy holiday or day or whenever you're listening to this. You can follow us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. You can visit our website, bookoflicepodcast.com. Or you can meet us on Patreon, patreon.com/bookoflicepodcast. We have different tiers, $2, $5, $10. Either tier will get you into the party, and it's a damn good time here with us. Just ask somebody. You better ask somebody.
Ask everyone.
Ask everyone. Or our patrons.
We still haven't started our tea time.
Oh, we're the worst, guys. But I think it's going to get better.
I think
it's going to get better. So apparently Jen Shaw is going to be sentenced in December. I wonder how much time she's going to get.
All the time in the world. She'll probably get like a year.
You think? Because she admitted, right? Because she was like, I'm guilty.
Did she plead guilty?
She pled guilty last month.
And there must be a plea deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she pled, but like still on this season, she's like, I'm innocent.
Yeah, she did.
Like, okay. Deny it till you die.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Man, you know. They're like, well, you could face the judge or you can face a jury. And the jury does not look kindly upon people preying on old people.
Not at all. They're a protected party.
So probably you want to plead guilty and take a year, 2 years.
I don't think it's going to be a year or 2 years. I think when you rob old white people.
Plea deal.
Even though that, rather than like the 20, 40 years that you were looking at,
like
you're going to get, shit. Okay, you're only going to do 8. It's going to suck for her family. Like, that sucks. Like, you know, just like Teresa Giudice, you know.
She only did a year. But, yeah, she did a year and.
Juicy Joe did like 2 or 3 years, right?
Did like, yeah, I think 3 years. But, 3 years.
But theirs was like fake bankruptcies and stuff like that, right?
It was identity theft.
Oh.
And, yeah, financial fraud shit.
Some shit. Like they.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
It's always something.
And it wasn't preying on old people.
Exactly. So I think she's getting at least 5 to 8.
Oh, and it's in New York.
We should do a pool. Oh, my God. We should do a pool to see, like, okay, if you pick the right year and date, not year. Amount of time she gets, like, you get a,
you get the pot.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. It's really fucked up for you, Jen. We're sorry. But I think that would be a lot of fun. Like, if you win.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You get the pot. If you guess the time, you know?
It's illegal for us to, like, say that on, like, you know, in public because it's gambling.
Who doesn't like gambling?
It's illegal.
Gambling's illegal? What? I'm so confused. Excuse me?
It's not an, like, organizing a gambling.
It's not gambling! It's like when someone, like, does, like, sport, like, you do.
Pool network?
Yeah.
Those are illegal.
What?
Yeah. They're illegal. They do them all the time, yes.
I used to participate in them all the time for Super Bowl.
They're illegal.
For real?
Yeah.
Guys, meet us on the dark web. That's what we're talking about this week anyway, so let's talk about it. Okay, so.
I was like, we can't actually, like, organize this.
It's only for our patrons, I guess. I guess. We'll I can find the mic scratch, the record scratch.
Word.
Yeah, that sound and put it in. Word? I had no idea.
Yeah,
I'm ignorant. Like, don't throw me away or anything like that. Don't throw the book at me. I didn't know. How would I know these things?
It's
what if we was in Vegas?
It's illegal gambling. In Vegas you can do it. I don't know if you can do it outside of the casino.
You guys don't know where we're located. Like, stop. We're sitting inside a hotel right now. What do you mean?
Like, if they were organizing this at the fairgrounds, then, you know, it would be legal. But it's illegal for, like, random-ass people to just start organizing.
A pool.
Betting. Yeah. It's illegal.
That's not fun at all. Like, how dare you ruin all the... Oh, my husband's home. I had no idea. That's probably why I never won.
I never won the
pool.
I won two squares one time for the Super Bowl in 2020.
Oh, for real?
Yep, I went shopping. I went straight from work directly to the mall.
You got a problem.
I won $500.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
Police! Come get Brandy's ass. $500?
I won $500, went straight from work to the mall.
What'd you buy?
Clothes! Bought a whole bunch of clothes. I didn't spend it all, but I mean, eventually, of course, I did spend it all, but I didn't spend it all in one
shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was when Miller's Outpost was still in the mall, so that tells you how fucking old.
Are you sure it was 2000? You said 2000 or 2020?
2000.
Oh, 2000.
No, 2000, 2001. I think I said 2020.
You did say 2020.
I did. Yeah, it was 2001.
Okay, that sounds more like it. Because I was like, Miller's Outpost. Like, the fuck? Did we just go through a time jump? Like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. So 2001. Okay, that makes sense. Because I was like, where was you at to win a pool?
I said 2020.
You did.
No, 2001. It was the Super Bowl.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Oh, God, who cares?
It was 2021, now that I think about it. It doesn't matter.
2021 or 2001?
I don't know. God damn it.
Just stop.
I keep time traveling.
Stop talking.
Quantum leaping.
It's the alcohol.
Into my girl, this I have had this much of this.
It doesn't matter. Brandy.
Sunny, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Today, we are going to talk about Ross William Albrecht.
Spell it.
UL. B-R-I-C-H-T.
Albright.
Albright?
Yeah, it's like Albright, but...
It looks like Richt.
Like German, like the Jewish spelling. It's like Albright.
Okay. We're going to talk about him. And this is going to be a good time. So, we're just going to call him Ross. Because I like that name, Ross. Ross was born March 27th, 1984. First thing that I think of.
Oh, he's younger than both of us. Cool.
Don't be putting my shit out there right now.
We're old. We're like 55.
He is a millennial, and he's one of them March Aries.
Okay.
March Aries are different from April Aries. They're right. A different breed of people. All
right.
Just going to put that out there. I think that's Grandma's birthday, March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. You know what we're dealing with.
So, March 27th, 19 something.
Grandma?
Yeah.
Grandma was born in... What do you say, shush? Oh, so people don't steal her identity. Shh, blah, 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 blah. I'll delete it. Okay. So,
you can put a record scratch over that.
Scratch! So he grew up in Austin, Texas, and they like to say he was a Boy Scout. He was, and I guess
they like to say.
Everywhere they're like, oh, he was a Boy Scout. He attained the rank of Eagle Scout.
Oh my God. The way people talk about Eagle Scouts.
Exactly. Like, thank you. Exactly. Exactly.
Normal people don't care. Non-Scouters, we don't care.
Well, we're non-scouters, but to the Eagle Scouts out there, I don't know the call for the Eagle Scout. Wah! I don't know. Anyway.
I don't think they have one, but okay.
He went to Westlake High School, graduated.
Texas?
Texas.
Okay.
He graduated in 2002. This kid was, he was smart, genius level. He attended the University of Texas at Dallas on a full academic scholarship. He graduated in 2006 with a bachelor's degree in physics. After that, he then went to Pennsylvania.
Well, so he's a scientist. Okay.
Yeah, he went to Pennsylvania State University.
Penn State?
Yes, where he mastered in material science and engineering and studied crystallography.
What the fuck is crystallography?
I have no idea. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with anything he does. He studied that, crystallography. But when he was getting his master's, he became really interested in libertarianism.
Cool. And what's wrong with that?
Well, we'll see. He just got really into that, just like, and I'll go over like libertarianism if you guys don't know, because I'm not really well versed in that, but it's a political philosophy that upholds liberty as a core value. They seek to maximize autonomy and political freedom. And minimizes the state's encroachment on and violations of individual liberties.
Right.
So it emphasizes the rule of law. It's just like, mind your business. I could do what I want to do. It's my body. Like, the government shouldn't have control. Like, we should be able to do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Right. Like, go ahead, smoke weed, sell weed.
Yeah.
But don't rob people.
Right.
And don't fucking kill people.
Right.
So... victimless crimes, basically, is essentially what it is. Victimless crimes, because they're not really, they shouldn't be crimes. You know what I mean?
That was his mindset.
Right.
Right? So, he graduated from Penn State in 2009, went back to Austin, and, you know, he tried day trading, he started a video game company. Both of those ventures failed. He eventually hooked up with... He started a video game company and it failed.
Oh, damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, well...
I want video game.
Partnered up with a friend, Donnie Palmertree.
Palmertree.
To help build online used store selling platform, like it was called Good Wagon Books.
Basically like an Amazon type deal?
Pretty much. Okay. Exact for used books.
Yeah. The Amazon, you can sell used books on Amazon?
You sure can.
I used to sell my classroom books.
College books. Should I sell my DVDs? Are they buying DVDs anymore?
That's what I was like the other day. I was like, do people still buy CDs?
I think there's people out there who do.
I was literally thinking about buying a cassette tape the other day.
For fucking what? Where are you going to play it?
I've got a
boombox.
I got a tape deck in my car. Sure do.
You lucky.
I can play a tape.
You lucky. Oh, you lucky. Okay, so where was I?
No, I don't. I used to.
You're funny.
I haven't been in my car in hours. I don't know.
You don't remember. Don't take anything Brenny says. anyway.
How dare you?
So Palmertree founded Good Wagon Books with Albright. And eventually, Okay, so actually what had happened was Palmer Tree left the company. So then he left this company to Albrecht to run by himself. So Albrecht was like, okay, this isn't working. I want to do something else. And he thought about this libertarianism business. So he decided to start a website, a marketplace, where people could shop anonymously and not be tracked and be able to purchase and sell whatever they want. And he started this website.
Whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
Like anything.
Called the Silk Road. Yes.
So they could sell people.
They didn't sell any people on his portal.
I'm like,
people weren't sold on
dark
his.
Web? What?
This is dark web. This is dark web. Okay. This is dark web shit.
Oh, look.
That's
at
what I'm like.
The dark web just jumped up to your phone,
they're
girl.
Fucking selling people.
They're not. This one did not sell people. So, but he had this plan, like this idea, like I want to create a marketplace where people could shop and not buy and sell anonymously, where they can't be tracked. You know, they paid for everything with Bitcoin. When he first started it, I guess he was growing his own, like, magic mushrooms. And so then he was like, he started this
whole... Oh, selling drugs?
Selling drugs. Okay. They're selling drugs. And other
illegal goods.
Precisely.
I'm about to start selling my panties. So
those aren't illegal.
I know. So if y'all want to buy them, let me know. I'll sell them to you.
Great. Y'all message Brandy direct. Don't come through the Book of Lies channel, y'all. Go somewhere else with that. Go somewhere else with that. Oh, yeah. So in a personal diary, he outlined the idea for a website where people could buy anything anonymously with no trail whatsoever that could get you some gold panties. With no trail that could lead back to them. And he kind of called it the Silk Road, thinking about the Silk Road in Asia, like, you know, where people...
They sell, buy and sell silk.
They sold lots of goods. Mm-hmm. But yes, exactly that. So he wanted to create this big network. And then he, like, went on to, like, these public forums to find people to help him.
Was it on Reddit?
I don't know if it was Reddit. It might have been, like, a Reddit page or one of those things. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, like, I'm looking for someone to help me create this marketplace that's, you know, Bitcoin and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, if you're interested, email me at firstnamelastname@gmail.com.
All right.
Easy enough. At this time, it's about 2010, 2011. He also, once the website launched, he wanted to draw, like, get people in. So he would go to forums and use usernames and say, hey, you know, have you guys ever shopped on, like, thesilkweb.com, wondering if it's legitimate? Username. And then, you know, people started coming to the portal, coming to the website. And apparently, at the time, there was only a certain amount of user seller profiles. So only a certain amount of people can come in and become sellers. And then I guess you had to, like, bid to become a seller. And they were selling all kinds
of...
Yeah, to get a seller seat, to be able to sell your products.
That doesn't sound like it's very profitable for him. Like,
he gets a commission on sales.
Right, but you would think you'd want a maximum number of sellers instead of trying to limit it to...
At the height, he had 100,000 sellers on his website.
Okay, so...
Yeah, but he has to, again, make sure people are legitimate, make sure people aren't selling crap shit, so it's
or
like...
Or selling people.
What he allowed to be sold on his website was drugs. So weed, psychedelics, yeah, well, and then, I'll go there, but drugs, any drugs, like, all the drugs. All the drugs can be sold. You know, they just had, like, a secure way to transact. He got a commission. And, you know, things were being sold and shipped all over the world. He was like, cool, this is awesome. Let's do this.
Were they using the United States Postal Service to pass? That's a federal crime.
That's a federal offense. So the website was launched, the Silk Road was launched February of 2011. And like I said, initially there was a limited amount of number of new seller accounts that were available, And new sellers had to purchase an account in an auction, like I said. Later, there was a fixed fee for each new seller to sell their goods and services.
It ain't Etsy.
So then on June 2011, a Gawker article was published, mm-hmm. and then everybody read that article and, like, ran. The article got 3 million views. And the article said, making small talk with your pot dealer sucks. Buying cocaine can get you shot. What if you could buy and sell drugs online, like books or light bulbs?
Here's what.
Now you can. Welcome to Silk Road.
Why the hell you putting my business in the street, journalist? That's the one thing, like, about, like, you know, being a journalist is that some journalists don't give a fuck who they hurt with their fucking stories.
Okay.
And they will, like, I mean, yeah.
Okay. It's publicity.
It's a drug dealing website. It's not publicity because the police are reading the fucking same article.
They sure are.
That Joe Blow next door is reading.
Oh, yeah, they sure are.
And if you're telling them, hey, this guy owns this website.
Okay, so they don't know it's him who owns the website. They don't know it's him. So he's going by the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts.
Gotta love the Princess Bride.
Gotta love the Princess Bride. So he's going by the pseudonym the Dread Pirate Roberts. Mm-hmm. So nobody knows it's him.
Specifically, right.
Okay, nobody knows who it is. They just know this website's out there. The Dread Pirate Roberts is running it. But they don't know who the Dread Pirate Roberts is. Mm-hmm. So when this article is published, and then you can't even get to the website like with regular.
Right.
You have to go through TAR.
You have to use dark web fucking software.
Dark web shit, and it's called. Hang on, I have it right here. It's called TAR, and TAR, which was actually created by the U.S. government by the military, so they could. Communicate with each other and it could be in secret. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then
Black Ops bullshit.
But then there's all these dark net markets and dark web shit that have created marketplaces on the TAR.
Uh-huh.
The TAR network. TOR.
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 Yes. TOR.
I'm calling it TAR. Sorry. TOR.
It's TOR. The thing about the dark web is that if you access the dark web, you're immediately like, you have to have, like, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of fucking spyware blocker, virus blockers, all that shit. As soon as you get on the dark web, all that shit, your computer's fucked.
Never.
Unless you have literally paid money to protect it. Because on the dark web, people can immediately just get into your shit, look through your stuff, steal your identity, do all kinds of bad stuff.
Yes.
The dark web is not where, like, Sally next door wants to be.
I'm not trying to be on the dark web either. Like, don't come for us. Look at, I don't even know my passwords, yo. Like, it's really sad. I'm just like, Sunny123, like, mm-mm. Don't hack me.
All your stuff is on the dark web.
I know. I would get alerts. But anyway, but that's where he was running the website at, right? Mm-hmm. The marketplace. That article was published, and then he got an increase in website traffic and notoriety. And, of course, he got eyes from other people. Some senators asked, like, law enforcement authorities to shut it down.
Yep.
The DEA was on the shit. The FBI was on their shit. Everybody was like, shut this shit down because he's selling drugs, right? Yep. And then there was a period of time where he allowed firearms to be sold.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
don't doubt that.
Yeah, and then, like, apparently he didn't want the backlash from firearms being sold, because it's like, hey, someone could buy a fucking gun, get into the country, and there could be problems, and we can't track it. Guns are a problem now. Guns are a problem already. It's a problem. But he made a good choice and stopped that. But pretty much on this website, it was a lot.
Still buy guns on the dark web.
I'm sure you can, just not on this website. Not on this one. I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there. You know what I'm saying? So, in May, so the Silk Road was up and running for about 2 years. In May of 2013, the Silk Road was taken down for a short period of time. And the DEA, like, seized Bitcoin. How I came about this story was I saw an article, and they were saying that, like, a bunch of Bitcoin had been retrieved or seized is the word.
Okay.
Seized. That was stolen from the Silk Road. And the person...
Bitcoin was stolen from the Silk Road.
And it was tied to the Silk Road. Yeah, because I'll tell you how there was a bunch of shit getting stolen as well. There was a bunch of stuff getting stolen also.
Okay.
But the person that they found who had the Bitcoin that was tied to the Silk Road also had, like, gold bars and shit in his house. And I was like, what is this Silk Road business? Like, I've never heard of this. Why would I? I'm such a good person and I know nothing. Like, I'm just like, let me watch my Housewives and listen to my podcasts. I don't know anything about, like, dark web stuff. But then I came across this story and I was like, holy shit, like, Book of Lies podcast, let's go. So in 2013, the DEA seized 11 Bitcoins. Ooh, big deal.
Well, one Bitcoin is...
It was, at the time, it was 2013, it was worth $814.
It's worth like 8,000 now.
Oh yeah, honey. We're going to talk about the worth of it. 11. That's it. Like, stop it.
Bitcoins.
That's what they were able to retrieve.
Okay.
They found it, like, in a data leak from, like, a CAPTCHA or something like that. Like, a CAPTCHA.
What is a data leak from a CAPTCHA? How does that work? Mm-hmm. I need to know.
The FBI has claimed that the real IP address of the Silk Road server was found via data leaked directly from the site's CAPTCHA, which was located in Iceland. It, like, everything you do, it captures all that stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, CAPTCHA is a thing that verifies that you're a human.
I know.
I am not a robot. Do this thing. That's what CAPTCHA is.
But it probably was like, okay, this IP address is here. Who fucking knows? I don't get it.
Yeah, tech stuff is weird.
I
don't trust technology.
Don't.
Like, I'm not a Luddite, but don't trust technology.
Get it.
Seriously. I had this conversation last night. Because you can't, like... You know how I can send you voice messages from my phone, but you can't send me voice messages from your phone unless you're using WhatsApp, because I don't have iOS on my Android. And iOS doesn't want to communicate with Androids
mm-hmm.
the way every other fucking app and whatnot for communication can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucked up.
Yep.
And Apple, y'all need to get it together, okay?
Y'all need to get it together.
We need to communicate. Everybody doesn't want your shit.
Yeah. So Tor is short for the Onion Router. So it is a free and open source software. And by the way, I got 97% of this information from Wikipedia and others. Yeah. And other stuff from YouTube.
Yubity-tubity.
But it directs internet traffic through a free worldwide volunteer overlay network. So it just keeps everything anonymous. And so,
but it really doesn't, because
they can get in your shit immediately. They can get in your shit. So once they got all this notoriety, he was very sus, the guy, Ross. I like to call him Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So he, as the business was growing, he brought on, like, moderators to moderate the website, the platform.
Right.
And, like, he would give them, like, secret codes. He was like, okay, if I say this, you need to reply this to verify you are who you are. When products and drugs and shit were getting mailed in through the U.S. and like
he was thinking like a drug dealer.
Yeah, and they had specific ship.
If I say hootie hoo, you run.
Yeah. Hootie hoo, get out of here. They were able to track certain things because the postage on it, they had like special postage and fake addresses and this that. So someone noticed something was sus, and opened up a piece of mail that came from, what's that place that does all the drugs?
Columbia.
Amsterdam. 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 Someone had sent
that does all the drugs. You mean
ecstasy.
Where weed is legal.
Okay, ecstasy. And
it had ecstasy in Amsterdam?
Yeah, it was like a piece of mail, and it had one tab in it.
Let's go to Amsterdam.
One tab. But then a bunch of these pieces of mail, like hundreds of thousands of these things
so
came
I'm
through.
So I'm mailing one tab, but I'm mailing one tab in one envelope multiple times.
How stupid is that?
In the same fucking day.
How stupid is that? Yes! So then there was some type of agent who looks into these things. He went and researched it and like went to someone's house. And was like, hey, talk to me about this shit. Talk to me about this mail. Like, you got drugs sent to you. Where the fuck did it come from? And they, you know, dropped dime on the Silk Road. And the dude was like, what the fuck is this Silk Road business? So then an investigation pursued, and he was able to get in contact with one of the moderators from the Silk Road, this woman called, like, let's call her Isis. No, I don't like that. Let's call her... Cicero. Let's call her Cicero. It was something with an S.
Sugar tits.
No. Her name is Cicero.
Now.
Cicero. So he, like, was able to connect with her and shake her down and get all the information he needed and, like, took all of her credentials and was communicating with the Dread Pirate Roberts as Cicero, right? Just to get intel and, like, figure out what was going on.
How did he... Okay.
Because he's good at his job.
Right.
And so, there's this connection here. Cicero is a part of how this guy gets brought down. But he got all this information from Cicero, found out, like, the codes and the things to say. When he says this, you say that. And
did he contact her or this person directly?
The agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, the agent found her directly.
Okay.
Because he went onto the portal. He went onto the Silk Road and, you know, pretended to be a consumer and then got in contact with one of the moderators and then rolled the moderator.
Okay. Because that was like, I mean, like, did he hack her or like what?
No, he rolled her. He rolled her over and was like, okay.
So now she states evidence or whatever.
Precisely. And now he has her credentials.
Right.
And he's pretending to be her.
Okay.
All right. So this is happening. But then there's all these other agencies, FBI, DEA, are trying to figure out who's behind the Silk Road.
Do they know who? No,
okay. Nobody knows good. Who he is.
Okay. The moderators don't know him. Like, he didn't, like, befriend them.
No.
Like, hey, let's go hang out
absolutely.
For drinks the next week.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right.
But then there was also a Silk Road task force in Baltimore. So then this task force, they brought in some agents, and some of the agents turned dirty because they were making money.
Money. Mm-hmm.
So
money will corrupt.
One of the agents was like, hey, Dread Pirate Roberts, if you give me $50,000, I'll tell you what evidence this agency is, doing against you. And he was like, okay, cool. And then there was
sneaky fuckers.
And then there was another agent who was able to steal Bitcoin from one of the, like, customer service reps or something, maybe another moderator. Let's call him Green. And he was like, okay, Dread Pirate Roberts thought Green was stealing money and had rolled over to the police. And so Dread Pirate Roberts was like, hey, bad guy number one, the one who's like, hey, I'll give you this information. I want you, he didn't know he was an agent. He didn't know he was undercover. He was like, I want you to go beat up Green for, like, because he thought he stole money. And, like, you know, he just is like, this is bad for business. Like, this doesn't look good.
How much is he paying the moderators?
I have no idea. I don't know how much they're being paid. Okay. But anyway, so he finds out, like, $20,000 worth of Bitcoin was stolen. He's like, I need to beat this guy up and, you know, really drive home a message. Once he does this, he's like, you know what? Don't beat him up. Kill him.
He put a hit out on somebody. Oh, shit.
Yes. And so the guy's like, okay, bet. You know, not a problem. And he pays him, I think it was like 20K or whatever to put out this hit. So bad guy number one stages the murder of Green, takes pictures, sends them to him, and he's like, hey, it's done. And so he was like, wow, you know, I've never really had anybody killed, but I feel like, you know, it needs to be done because it's bad for business. Throughout this 2-year episode, he had put a hit out on, like, 5 people.
And there was no proof that they were ever killed. But once they figured out who it was, this information was put up against him. Let's just say that. Like, he's putting hits out on people because he's acting like a drug dealer, like you said. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're trying to figure out who he is. So, okay, while they're trying to figure out who it is, there was this task force that was formed. And the task force was called Operation Anonymous. And it was an international law enforcement operation targeting darknet markets that were operating on the Tor network. So then they were like, Silk Road is operating on the Tor network. They're selling drugs. You know, they're allowing drug dealers to pretty much make money and sell their drugs freely, and this is a problem. Yikes. So,
they're drug dealers.
You guys suck. So, in October of 2013, the FBI shut down the website, and they arrested Ross under the charges of being the Dread Pirate Roberts. In October of 2013, Silk Road 2.0 came online. Every time they would shut him down, he would start another website. Because he's like,
it was still the Silk Road every time he started.
Yeah, he was like, it's not me. I didn't do it. I sold that company. I sold it to somebody else. It wasn't me. And so, like, you know, he would get arrested and they would let him out. He, like, eventually, like, left the country. He went to Australia and was like, okay, I'm just going to hang out here for a while and, like, make a plan. I have to, you know, get a new identity.
He should have went to Costa Rica.
I have to. I think he was trying to go to, like, Dominica or something like that. I got to pay for everything in cash. I think he was trying to get citizenship in
the Dominican Republic.
I don't think it was DR, because DR is in the U.S., isn't it?
Dominican Republic is next to Haiti.
But isn't
it's an island.
But that's the U.S. island, though.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is a United States territory.
Does Dominican Republic have a non-extradition?
I don't know. It might. Costa Rica has non-extradition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out.
That's where, like, a lot of the criminals go is Costa Rica, because they have
non-extradition. Costa Rica, they're like, get the fuck out of here. Like, we trying to kick it here. Like, get out of here.
They go to, and they don't have to pay taxes. That's Costa Rica, they don't get extradited, they don't have to pay taxes.
They're trying to figure out who in fact it is and get proof that it's him. That it's in fact him. Okay. So, someone decides to, like, go to the Googles and start Googling the Silk Road and, like, find posts or any information or anything like that to tie Albright to Dread Pirate Roberts to the Silk Road. Because he's like, it's not me, it's somebody else. I didn't do it. They're trying to set me up. Like, no, I didn't do it. So they figure out that he went to a Reddit forum and posted that he was looking for someone to help create a particular website.
Oh, shit.
With the username. I think the username was called Altoid or something. So it says, like, username Altoid, but email me at rossalbright@gmail.com.
Right.
Right? They find that. They find another post that's like, oh, and the other post was like, hey, like, have you done this on the Silk Road? I'm trying to figure out if this is this or that is that. And the username was Frosty. Remember how I mentioned that data leak that tied to Iceland? Mm-hmm. Iceland? They figured out that the computer that he was running the Silk Road was called Frosty. That was the name of the computer. So that was
he named his computer Frosty.
Yeah. So that
you're all a loser.
That was the data leak that they got in Iceland, Frosty, and they figured out that was the name of the computer. So when they figured out that someone posted about the Silk Road from the name Frosty, all of the bells went off, and all of these organizations actually had to work together because each organization is pulling different information, and they bring all their information together, and they're like, holy shit, It's fucking Albright.
Well, you know what?
It's him.
At least they worked together, because most of the time, those motherfuckers don't know what one person... They're scratching their ass over here. They're freaking jerking off over here. These idiots are fucking out drinking beers. Nobody knows what anybody's doing.
Yeah.
So at least they worked together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it, a multi-agency operation.
Yeah. When they figured all this out, they went to his LinkedIn. And he posted about the Silk Road.
Dumb ass!
On his LinkedIn.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah. So he posted about it on his LinkedIn.
What did he post?
Like that he's creating this marketplace where people could shop anonymously and not be tracked. And it's going to be called this. And it's awesome. Check it out.
Okay. I guess, like, in the beginning stages, you want to drum up business.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
But, dude.
Yes, yes, yes. All of the things.
Oh, God. You're so dumb. Oh, I forgot I was doing illegal shit. I should have, like, fucking scrubbed my fucking activity.
I'm a libertarian. I'm a libertarian. Like, don't tase me, bro. I wanted to be able to do it.
Like I said, you know, do the drugs, sell the drugs. Just don't kill and murder people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so the website was up for 2 years and, like, 6 months or something like that.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They got on... Oh, yeah, because fucking...
Gawker, that article.
Gawker opened their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Gawker.
So, okay, so this is how they caught him. So when he came back from Australia, he went to San Francisco. He moved to San Francisco, and then, like, he started renting a room with cash.
He changed his identity.
He ordered, like, 8 different IDs, fake IDs, uh-huh. And... I don't know, like, niggas just be going through your mail, like, because they found all these fake IDs. Maybe they scan it, and they're like, what are all these IDs doing in it? So they went to his house in San Francisco, and they're like, hey, but these were all different names. It wasn't under Albright. Mm. It was a different name. So they called him in about these fake IDs, and, like, he was, like, nervous, and they didn't put it together, because it was just, like, SFPD or, like, the airport or whatever, who knows. So they didn't put it together, but he's living in San Francisco. And he's telling his roommates, hey, you know, I'm from Texas. I work in tech. I'm always on my computer. Mind your business. I pay the rent. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, you don't ever have to question me about the fucking rent.
Right. And that's how they figured out where he was, because they were tracking the computer. Frosty.
So he used the same computer this whole time.
Yeah. When he was
on... Did he just keep naming everything?
No, he was using the same computer. Okay. When he was online on Google, on GChat, uh-huh. His GChat was on. And the Dread Pirate Roberts profile was on every time.
Together.
You're on, I'm on. You're off, I'm off. So they're like, it's got to be him. We just have to figure it out. Apparently, he had a kill switch on his computer. Like, he was ready for shit to go down. So they were like, how the fuck are we going to get this guy and him not kill the computer? So he was working in one of the public libraries working on his computer, accessing the dark web via the library's...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Internet, mm-hmm. Which he was, like, using a VPN to connect and, you know, all this stuff. Because, like you said, the dark web will steal your shit once you step into that bitch. Mm-hmm. So he was at a library in San Francisco, and they knew where he was. So there was, like, these two agents that made a scene. It was, like, a man and a woman, and they were acting like they were fighting and that the guy was going to beat the woman's ass. And then he looks, like, to see what was going on. And another agent comes and grabs his computer while it was open and unlocked. Oh, before I go there. So Cicero's in on the game as well. Cicero messages Dread Pirate Roberts. It's like, hey, Dread Pirate Roberts, can you look up one of these tickets I sent you over? Like one of the accounts that's been flagged, so he could log into the thing and be into the Silk Road account and as an admin and have it all unlocked. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay, and he asked her a security question. And then the person answers the security question accurately. And then once he was logged into the system, Cicero notifies the people to do the distraction, and then it happens.
It happens.
The distraction. So he turns to look at the distraction, and another agent comes in and snatches his computer. And then they arrest him in the library in San Francisco. In 2014, this had happened. Because he was kind of on the run, you know, because he was just like, hey, I've got to do this. And he was never married, had a girlfriend. So he was charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, conspiracy to traffic narcotics, and he was held without bail. They confiscated, like, millions in Bitcoin. He was convicted on all counts. They even brought up the murder for hire shit, but there was no proof that anybody was actually killed, because no one was killed. Like, the green, that was fake.
It was, yeah.
The other people.
It was an undercover.
It was a sting. Nothing ever happened. So they did bring these up, but they didn't go through.
Right. Well, it's conspiracy to commit murder, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the trial went for about 6 months, and he was convicted on all those counts that I mentioned without the murder for hire. He was sentenced on May 29th, 2015 to a double life imprisonment sentence plus 40 years without the possibility of parole. And he was also ordered to pay $183 million in restitution.
Whoa.
Based on the total...
$183
million in restitution, and that was based on the total sales of illegal drugs, and apparently there was counterfeit IDs being sold as well on the Silk Road. Yeah,
IDs, of course.
Well, that's how he got all those fucking IDs sent to him, so he could be a different person. And then while he was on trial, somebody leaked the judge's information.
Uh-huh.
And, like, sending her death threats.
Like, they're threatening her.
And they're like, his lawyers are like, I have no idea what's going on. They're like, we don't condone this. They tried to say, oh, no, it wasn't him. He sold it, like, he wasn't running it. Bitch, it's on your fucking computer, bro. Like, you're logged in, you're right there, you're running the shit. So how are you gonna lie? Like, if you are like, hey, I'm libertarianism, and this is what I stand for, like, claim it. If that's what you did, that's what you did, admit it. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yeah, I created this fucking platform. Like, yeah, fuck yeah. Instead of, no, I didn't do it, it was somebody else.
Yeah.
And this guy...
you knew he was gonna, like... Here's what. You can be a libertarian
mm-hmm.
and have your beliefs, but you also know that this country is run by right-wing idiots who want to put everybody in jail for looking at them sideways.
And like, especially and for drugs. Especially for drugs.
Exactly. So you looked at me sideways 5 years.
White power.
So, you know, you did something that I think is against my religion and my beliefs. 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? They don't fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care
Yeah.
about other people. They only care about themselves. What they believe.
Yes. So he was sentenced in 2015. And like every year he's been trying to fight this. So in 2020, dear old President Trump reportedly considered commuting his sentence before leaving the office.
Considered, but did not do it.
That's why he's running again. He's like, hey, you know, I'm trying to get my drugs again. Like, let me get this full out. But I'm like, hey, if you did, like, you did this. Like, it's very clear that you did this.
You're guilty.
Just, like... Claim
you
it.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Claim it. So, it was a judge by the name of Judge Forrest.
All these fucking names.
Users on the underground site called The Hidden Wiki posted her personal information, including her address, social security number, and the lawyer was like, obviously, and as strongly as possible, we condemn, you know, the anonymous posting against the judge. They do not in any way have anything to do with Ross Albright or anyone associated with him or reflect the views or those of anyone associated with him. Lies. So the FBI initially seized 26,000 bitcoins from accounts on the Silk Road, which was about $3.6 million at the time. In October of 2013, the FBI reported that it had seized 144,000 Bitcoin worth $28.5 million. And those Bitcoins did belong to Albright. In June of 2014, the U.S. Marshals sold almost 30,000 in Bitcoins in 10 blocks in an online auction, estimated to be worth $18 million. At the time. And that was only a quarter of the Bitcoins that were seized. Another 342,000 Bitcoins were kept, which were found on Albright's computer, which was worth roughly $87 million. In the auction, someone bought $17 million worth of Bitcoin. And like the person who bought it lent it to a startup or something, which is weird. Like, oh, I'm going to go buy some Bitcoin. I'm going to go bid on it. Anyway, I was just talking about where the Bitcoin, because I'm like, how can y'all just be selling people's Bitcoin? Like, is that like
selling people's Bitcoin?
Auctioning the Bitcoin that you guys have seized. Is that right?
The government, like after something has already been used as evidence, they will auction it off to pay back the victims of whatever, you know, whatever this person who was convicted of this thing. Mm-hmm. Anything we seize from you is going to be sold so that you can pay back the restitution to your victims.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, so they don't just take stuff and sell it. Like, it's literally, like, after a conviction, mm-hmm. then it gets auctioned off so you can pay back your victims.
Yeah. Well, he owes a lot of money to victims. But, like,
there's no kind victims.
People are happy they got their drugs.
Right. It's the government. That's also another way for the government to make money.
Yeah. So, like I said, he got convicted of the 7 charges, including charges of engaging in a continuing criminal enterprise, narcotics trafficking, RICO, money laundering.
Was there a RICO?
I don't think there was a RICO case. Okay. Computer hacking. They accused him like of the 5, you know, murder for hire. But there was no evidence that it was actually carried out. So then they had to drop those charges. But
conspiracy to commit murder, a murder does not have to be committed for you to get convicted of conspiracy to commit murder.
Yeah. Oh, see, in November of 2020, the U.S. government seized more than $1 billion worth of Bitcoin connected to the Silk Road. So I was seeing articles.
$1 billion worth of Bitcoin or $1 billion
Bitcoin? $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. Okay. So I was seeing a bunch of articles of like money being found confiscated via Bitcoin from the Silk Road. So those are the articles I was seeing. Like I was like, where is this? Why is this happening? Like, what's going on?
What's this Silk Road bullshit?
So this is kind of how we got here. Okay. So I'm kind of on the fence with this guy. I'm like, hey, way to be enterprising, but.
Notice he did not get convicted of tax evasion.
He must have been paying his taxes,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. The government was getting their fucking cut.
Because you know if he wasn't paying them taxes, they would come for them dollars.
Exactly.
Throw the book at your face. You better pay us.
So, I mean, you know, what?
Yeah.
It's drugs. Like, seriously, you guys are stupid.
And
that's like, the one thing that pisses me. Like, don't worry about whether, the opioid triangle and this. Fuck it. Let these motherfuckers do their drugs. I mean, okay. The issue with drug use is that this. Drug users will steal and rob other people to get their drugs. Fine.
Not when it's online.
If they can spend the money to get their drugs.
Yeah.
But it's not drug users that are buying. This is drug dealers.
I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I don't fuck with it. But, like, I'm just like,
it's ravaging my daughter. Your daughter's choosing to use drugs. Shut the fuck up.
You created this, like, billion-dollar enterprise, this million-dollar enterprise, this website, which was sensational, lots of activity in 2 years. Fucking claim it, bro.
it wasn't me. It was somebody else. They're trying to frame me. Man, like, suck it up, Buttercup. You did what you fucking did.
Yeah.
Now, but I'm just like, damn, life in prison, though? A double life? God!
He didn't kill anyone.
He tried. He tried.
They were fucking with his fucking money.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You trying to get me caught up, you did.
You fucking with my money. I gotta get you killed.
But his website served a fucking purpose. The purpose was served.
Yes.
So, you cannot hate on that. Oh, well, he was selling drugs. So what? Your son is probably in his room doing drugs. So
dude,
why are you
you're in your drugs doing... You're in okay, your drugs doing
you're
room.
You're in your room doing drugs. Like, shut up. Fucking people who work in government, like, whole political office, they're all fucking drug addicts. All of them. Every single one of them.
Allegedly.
I don't care. What?
Allegedly.
They're all on drugs. If they're not on drugs, they're hiring prostitutes. And they're giving the prostitutes drugs.
Oh my God.
You cannot trick me, okay? I know what you're doing.
Nobody is
that straight laced. Well, unless you're fucking Mike Pence, because he has his head so far up his wife's ass, it's like he can't do anything else. Because literally, like, he can't, because his head is in her ass. So, you know. But I'm just saying. All these people who are so anti-drug are on drugs.
I think it was, I feel like his sentence was rather harsh, but he thought he was smarter than everybody. He was definitely trying to, like, you know.
It wasn't me.
Okay, I've got this proof here. Bro, we caught you with the computer, logged in as the Dread Pirate Roberts, doing shit. We found all this stuff on your computer. It's you. Who'd you sell it to? Yourself? Like, stop.
But he didn't do the selling. Other people were selling the stuff. He was just facilitating the avenue of transactions.
You created a community where drugs were being bought and sold freely. Yes, there may have been some weapons being sold and apparently fake IDs and things of that nature. I don't think you deserve life in jail for that.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. No. I think, you know... We need to take your money and
pay the government. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Give it to me. Send it to bookoflies podcast@gmail.com.
Please. One of us is going through a divorce.
Oh, do you want to talk about that? No.
That's what tea time is for.
Damn it.
We just haven't had one yet.
We need to have some tea time. Okay, cool. All right. So that's the business, y'all. So he is still in jail. He is still trying to fight, you know, fight the power.
That be.
Ross Albright.
Americanization of
it. Yeah.
So.
Albright. Okay. Brandy, tell me something good. Thumbs up?
Tell me something good. Okay, let's hit a thumbs up. This
week, bitch. Oh, sorry.
Next week, there's no school. I am still doing NaNoWriMo.
Okay, how's that going?
It's not over. It is not over. We are 2 days past the halfway mark of the NaNoWriMos. I have no idea what my word count is because I have not been keeping track. And it sucks. I haven't actually been even, like, logging my daily word counts on the NaNoWriMo website, so I don't have my badges. I need to go back and do that. But I'm still chugging along. Chugga chugga, chugga chugga. I think I can. And hopefully a story comes out of this.
Okay.
What's your thumbs up good news, whatever we're calling it now?
Tell me something, Gerd. Gerd. I am still trying to sell a house. We've had a price drop. Girl, like, it is like TV makes it seem like selling houses is just so easy, and it is not, but I am definitely learning from this listing. I was just in the liquor store buying alcohol, and someone recognized me and was like, "Hey, help me sell my house." I'm like, "Okay." Can I have a glass of alcohol, please? Because I really need one. I mean, I am just,
I'm taking it day by day, sis. Like, if you are still listening, check out the Kickstarter. We've got like a couple days left on this, and we are trying to get fully funded on this bad boy.
How much is left?
I think it's like 3K left.
Oh, that's not bad.
So if you guys have it, please give it. And again,
I'll kick down 50 cents. Cool.
Kick down some dollars. Kick down some dollars. No. And help us get across the finish line and get some cool perks. And
some movie merch. Are they going to send like movie merch?
There's movie merch. There's plushies. There's pens. There's, you could be in, like, you will get.
So the producer credit is not going to everyone who donates, or it is?
I believe it may be. There's different tiers, but the producer credit is like you will be in the credits. So you will be there in IMDb. You will be there on the screen. There's different levels. Like one of our investors, we drew a portrait of them and their family, and they're going to be actually in the movie.
Like on the wall?
Yeah, it's there. There's like a framed picture of them cartoonish on the wall. I'm like, oh my God, this is so sick.
That's amazing.
It's awesome. So that could be you. That could be you. So check out the Kickstarter. I will go ahead and drop a link in there. I'm sure you heard the promo already because I dropped it in there somewhere. And yeah, so I've got a lot of irons in the fire. But, you know.
I've got a lot of fires on these irons.
You know, I'm that kind of chick. But, yeah, I mean, hey, we're still here. We're still alive. I'm still trying to be healthy. I do have a cold. And I'm gross. I'm disgusting. Gross. But we love you. And thank you so much for being here and listening. If you aren't already, connect with us on social, Twitter, Book of Lies Pod, Instagram, or Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast. Website, bookoflicepodcast.com. You can email us whatever you want to talk about at bookoflicepodcast@gmail.com. And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm getting divorced.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's bald bitches.